Governor Andrew Cuomo has declared a state of emergency for the 8 counties along the Lake Ontario shoreline as water levels continue to rise and flooding is starting to affect some shoreline communities. More from WRVO's Jason Smith.
After this weekend's rain, Lake Ontario's water levels are now just a few inches lower than they were 2 years ago when flooding affected communities from St. Lawrence to Niagara counties. The state of emergency the governor declared provides additional resources like sandbags and pumps to homes and businesses along the lakeshore, but it also implements a 5-mile-per-hour speed limit for boats near the lakeshore. Speaking in Western New York yesterday, Cuomo said that residents should do their best to prepare for flooding now and not wait until it's too late. That was a sentiment echoed by State DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos.
Don't wait for that major damage to start occurring and then come to us afterwards. Come to us now. You see a situation that's presenting a danger to your home, your property, you need to do a little rebuilding on the waterfront. Please do that. Please reach out to us.
But even with the emergency declaration, the governor and other officials continue to blame the International Joint Commission, or IJC, for the high water levels because of its Plan 2014. Tony David sits on the International Lake Ontario St. Lawrence River Board. It has increased the amount of water being let out of Lake Ontario, but David said that's not enough.
Unfortunately, Lake Ontario is going to continue to rise until we can get ahead of the supplies that are coming into the basin.
That supply is water from Lake Erie, which is also at record high levels. Governor Cuomo says one small bit of good news is that New York now has a representative on the IJC. Former State Assemblywoman Jane Corwin was confirmed as the new U.S. section chair last week. Cuomo says now at least there is a New York voice at the table.
She's from Western New York. I worked with her when she was in the State Assembly. And at least now we'll have someone arguing New York's case, because I believe New York has gotten the short end of the stick.
Water levels on Lake Ontario are expected to keep rising over the next few weeks. For WRVO News, I'm Jason Smith.